Let's see, Marvitz Torah, and in that way,
yeah.
we're on. Okay. Okay. Let's. Today's daf is daf ches. Daf ches. So we are on Zayin of a Beis. Zayin of a Beis, we're going to start with the Meisvei. So the Gemara had just given two answers. That's where we pick it up. The Gemara had just given two answers as to why warrants. Don't you have a shita according to Rebbe in the Mishnah that there are five Rosh Hashanim? What do you mean there are four? If you add them up, if Rebbe is the opinion of the first few lines of the Mishnah, altogether there are five. There's Aleph Nisan and the 15th day of Nisan, which we added on in Daf Dalet, and we have Aleph Elul and Aleph Tishrei and Tu Bishvat or Echad Bishvat. So there are five. So Gemara answer no. First, you're right. Maybe according to Rebbe there are five, but we're just saying at least minimum there are four. That was first answer. Second answer given was that, no, it means that how many months of the year have Rosh Chodeshim in them? Four. Even though there happen to be five within the months. So Gemara says, Meisvei. Meisvei, Shisha Asar, B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah La'Omer, Shisha B'Sivan, Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. Says the Braisa, there are two more Rosh Hashanahs. Number one is the 16th day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Omer. What does that mean? We bring the carbon to Omer on the second day of Nisan, and that carbon is what allows us to eat chadash, right? That's the concept we mentioned in the past, chadash and yashan. One of the mysteries why many of us are not makpid on yashan, it's a din daraisa even in chutz laretz, that one is not allowed to eat from the new grain that has taken root since last Pesach until the second day of Pesach. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it went by the carbon actually being brought, and Bizman HaZeh, it goes by after the day. So why exactly many of the Achidim Bnei Yisrael, many of us don't aren't makbid for Yashan, so that is a Bach, that is a Ramah, Sheet is based on Svek Sveka, so not for now, but that is the concept of Chadash and Yashan, that on the second day of Nisan, when the carbon is brought, so that's when it's a Rosh Hashanah for the new grains, or Shisha B'Sivan, Shavuos, we bring the special carbon of the Shtei HaLachem, Dafka brought on Shavuos, and that matirs the Chadash, even to be used for Karbanos, Karbanos Mincha, so that's Rosh Hashanah. So don't we have two more Rosh Hashanahs? So why aren't these in the Mishnah? So LaRava listi shisha, LaRavach b'Yisrael listi chabisha. So according to Rava, Rava was the first answer that we gave, that everybody agrees at least four. So we're saying, no, everybody should agree at least six. And according to Ravach b'Yisrael, who just counts months, so at least we should add on one. So fine, you don't have to count the 16th of Nisan, because Nisan's already counted, but the 6th of Sivan, that should be counted, because there should be at least five. So the Gemara has three answers to this question. Why doesn't our Mishnah include these two other Rosh Hashanahs of the Omer and the Shtei Alechem? Answer number one, Amar of Papa, Ki Kachashiv Midi Dechayel Me'urta. The Mishnah lists off Rosh Hashanahs that start from the night before. Anything that kicks in and the halacha goes into effect from the night before, that's what's in the Mishnah. Midi Dechayel Me'urta Lo Kachashiv. But something that only starts the next morning, it does not include. So therefore, the assumption is that these karbanos are not brought the night before. The heter of Omer and the heter of Shtei Alechem kicks in the morning. So therefore, that's why it's not included in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is only listing things that happened the night before. Ask the Gemara one second. Vahari regalim. Regalim are in the Mishnah. What do we say regalim are? Regalim are Baal Ta'acher. The issue of delaying the carbon. When does Baal Ta'acher start? The Mishnah asks, is it that in the morning? From the second that you bring the carbon on Yontif. Or some Achronim say, the day after Yantif, because Baal Ta'acher is violated as Yantif passes. But either way, doesn't it go by daytime? It is not chal from the night before. Vikachashiv in our day in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says no. La asuye regarding bringing me'ikar mechayiv akoy. Baal Ta'acher, you don't have to wait till the next day when you could have brought it. Baal Ta'acher is violated the second Yantif starts, or the second Yantif ends, meaning even the night at night. You don't need the potential to bring out the carbon. Once the time is finished of three regalim, or once whatever the final time about the Acher is, according to whatever sheet you hold up, so that goes even the night before. So therefore, that is allowed to be in the Mishnah.
You spoke out earlier, Yosef Engel said, Yom V'Yom.
Right, sir. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, right, that the, it's, b'chol, well, the, right, b'chol yom, the, why does it say b'chol rega v'rega? Because it's only daytime afterwards. Maybe you keep violating Baal Ta'acher each day in a new fashion. But when does Baal Ta'acher start? Maybe it starts the first second that you blew it, meaning the day after the regalim, let's say at night. And then once it's daytime, it's just a suggestion, once it's day, so that's when there's a new Baal Ta'acher each day. The Bnei Yeshua just has the Ara, where he says, why didn't we answer this? That only starts by daytime up above. Up above, we asked on the previous Mishnah, why isn't Shkalim mentioned in the Mishnah? The fact that you could use a new shekel, you have to use the new shkalim from Nisan, why isn't that in the Mishnah? So the Gemara said that the reason is on the previous daf, the Trumas of Shkalim, why isn't it in the Mishnah? Because, where is it? Where the Gemara say, because maybe he might not give, the top second line. V'tanadi don, why isn't it mentioned? Because it's only a halacha l'chachila, not a halacha b'dievet, the top of Zayin Mabes. So the Pnei Yeshua says, why don't we just answer that it only kicks in the next morning? When are you bringing the karbanis from the new shkalim? The next morning. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no, maybe lav dafka. Maybe you're using new wood. Carbon of Eitzim, you're bringing a carbon of Eitzim, which is allowed using other things the night before. You could come up with a Hechi Timsi that you could use the new Shkalim at night. So that's why the Gemara didn't answer it earlier. Ask the Gemara, continuing, Vahare Yovlos. Yovel is in the Mishnah, which we're going to talk about later today. Yovel is in the Mishnah, that the new Yovel cycle starts from Rosh Hashanah to Lochayli Me'urta. That also does not start at night, because when does that start? That starts Yom Kippur. That starts Yom Kippur of Yovel. There are various halachas of Yovel that kick in that we'll get to, Bez Hashem, later. Vikachashiv, and it's in the Mishnah. So again, if we're saying that the things in the Mishnah are only what starts the night before, Yovel starts from Yom Kippur. That's when we blow shofar. That's when everybody goes free. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Rabbi Shmuel bar Osher, Rabbi Yochanan bar Brokahi, to Amar Meir Rosh Hashanah Chayil Yovel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, that Rosh Hashanah Yovel starts. Aye, what happens with the shofar on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara will talk about that later. Either way, this was all answer number one of Rav Papa. Why aren't the Rosh Hashanahs of Omer and Shtei Halachim in the Mishnah? So answer number one is, the Mishnah only lists things that start that night. But things that start the next morning are not in the Mishnah. Answer number two, four lines from the bottom. Answer number two. Rav Shisha b'reid Rav Yidi Amar, Kika Chashiv Midi Delo Tala B'maisa. The Mishnah only lists events that happen by themselves. They're not tali on any act, any human act. Midi to tali b'maisa lo kachasha, but something that's tali on an act, it does not the list. So Rashi says, what does this mean? The heter of chadash to make it yashan starts only after you bring the carbon. Either after you bring the Shtei Halachem on Shavuos to be Matir Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash, or the second day of Pesach when we bring the carbon to Omer to be Matir Chadash for Hedyot, for all of us to eat at home. So you need an action in order for the Heter to kick in. So that's why it's not included. That's a different kind of category. The Mishnah is only listing off natural. It happens because of the time itself, because the time came, but without a person doing anything. So let's just go with Rashi. Ask the Gemara 1 second. Vahari regalim midi tali b'maisa v'kachashiv. Well, regalim, which is bal ta'acher, isn't bal ta'acher. Just put in brackets. The Mishnah is assuming like the havamina from before, not like the maskana before. The maskana before we said bal ta'acher kicks in the night before. So the Rishonim say here, for some reason, the Gemara is going back to that havamina. Isn't bal ta'acher only from the morning? And what do you mean from the morning? After you bring the carbon tamid has to be the first carbon every day. There's an isser asay to bring any other carbon before the tamid or after the tamid. That's called the asay to hashlama. Alea hashlem kala karbonos kulam. The carbon tamid has to be first, and the carbon tamid has to be last, except for carbon pesach. But isn't that, don't you have to bring the carbon tamid before bal ta'acher kicks in? Because you have to have the potential to bring the carbon. So again, the Gemara says, bal ta'acher memeil l'chayil. No. Bal ta'acher is chal memeil the night before. So therefore, it is not davar hatali b'maisa. Vahare Yovlos, ask the Gemara again, isn't Yovel something that's tali b'maisa? Isn't Yovel, all the halachas of Yovel, right, the three halachas of Yovel, that there's an isra of avodas karka, you're not allowed to work the land in Yovel, and the avodim go free, and all fields go back to their original owner. Don't all those halachos, they're also tali on a maisa. What maisa? Blowing shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Vahare Yovlos, the Gemara answers again, no. Maybe our mission is according to Rabbi Shmuel Badosh or Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. This is according to Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore it starts even on Rosh Hashanah. That is all answer number two. Why the two Rosh Hashanahs of Omer and Shtei Halachem are not in the Mishnah. Yeah.
What about Malachim?
So does Malachim kick in? So Malachim is... I'm saying,
what did he inaugurate?
So is that a davar hatali b'maisa? That's a good question. Wait, isn't that, don't you need the minui? Right, we had, if you're nimne and you didn't, you were voted in, what was the lashon? The lashon was the imnu ale. He was appointed, but he wasn't inaugurated yet. So is that a davar hatali b'maisa?
First year, though.
Subsequent years, it happens automatically.
Right.
right? But maybe just the first year to make him the king. It's a good point, though. It's a good point. Is that a davar hatali b'maisa? So you have to work it out. How either it's the following years, or you can say some kind of lamdis that even by the first years, you know, it's not that that's needed. You're a melech even without it, but it's just the kabbalas ha'am requires it. It's something external, but really you would count it even without that. Okay, third answer, Rav Ashi Amar. Third answer, Rav Ashi says, why aren't those listed in the Mishnah? Arba Rashi Hashanim Hein Shehein Ba'arba Rashi Chadashim. Really, the Mishnah is only interested in saying Rosh Hashanahs that fall on Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Mishnah is interested in. So not interested in new Rosh Hashanahs that fall during the month. And only Rosh Hashanahs that fall on Rosh Chodesh. The Pnei Yeshua just wonders here. So you threw in Regalim, even though that happens on the Tesvav Nisan. So why don't you just throw these in also? So the Pnei Yeshua says maybe Rav Ashi also agrees to the previous answers, but he's just adding on. He's being most. You're right. You could have said the other lines, but really the Iker, what the Mishnah was really interested in, were Rosh Hashanahs that fall out on Rosh Chodesh. Ask the Gemara, what's that good? The Echad Bishvat Kibei Shamai. But what do you mean? You're saying there are four Rosh Hashanahs, and we're only interested in the ones that fall out on Rosh Chodesh. So what? You're being so same. The first line of the Mishnah like Beis Shammai, because the fourth one is Beis Shammai Echad Bishvat. Beis Hillel says it's two Bishvat. So why are you assuming like Beis Shammai? So the Gemara answers, yeah, exactly. That's the point. That's how you have to read the Mishnah. Hachi Kamar Shlosha LaDivrei Yakol. Really, three of them are according to everybody. Be'echad Bishvat Machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It's like a Chisura Mechsura. The fourth one Echad Bishvat is Machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. With this, says the Vilna Gaon, we answer Menachem's Kasha from last week. Oh. What's the kasha? Who remembers the kasha? He has many questions. The kasha was, what's the unusual lashon in the Mishnah of kidivrei Beis Shammai? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, doesn't just say, Becher Bishvat divrei Beis Shammai. This ki says the gross, such an unusual term, kidivrei Beis Shammai. Says the Vilna Gaon, you have to read that line with the first line. Four Rosh Hashanahs, only kidivrei Beis Shammai, there are four Rosh Hashanahs. According to Beis Shammai, there are four Rosh Hashanahs, but really, according to Beis Hillel, there's only three Rosh Hashanahs. So that's why it's not a stam machlokas. This machlokas is connected to the first line of the Mishnah. So that's why the Vilna Gaon says that's the extra letter in the Mishnah, Kedivrei Beis Shammai, alluding to the fact that only according to Beis Shammai are there four Rosh Hashanahs that fall out on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Period. We're up to the next line of the Mishnah. Good. Daf Ches. Next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Reb Shimon Omer Bechad B'Tishrei. Second, Rosh Hashanah is a machlokas. The Tanakhama said it goes by the first day of Elul. The second Shita says it goes by the first day of Tishrei. What's this machlokas about? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnei mikra echad darshu. Both of these opinions are based on a pasuk. When should Meiser Behema start from? The first day of Elul or the first day of Tishrei? Shnemer, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, lavshu karim hatzon. The tzon are garbed. The tzon get clothed. We're going to see that's a metaphor for becoming pregnant. Lavshu karmatzon, they become garbed in pregnancy. Va'amakam yatfu bar, when the valleys are yatfu, for the word ituf, also clothed in vegetation. Yisroalu af yashiru, the trees start singing. They start shouting and singing. That's the pasuk. So how do you darshan this pasuk? So Rabbi Meir, the first opinion in the Mishnah, who says that Maaser Behema goes by Echad Be'elol, he darshans as follows. Amos, I love Shukar Matzon. When did the tzon become clothed? Meaning, when did the tzon become pregnant? When's the mating season of sheep? Bizman sha'amakam yatu bar. At a time when the valleys are clothed in barren vegetation. Meaning, in the springtime, that's when they all become pregnant. That's the mating season. Amos, amakam yatu bar ba'adar. That's when does it happen in Adar? And we know, we have a misora that behema dakas, small animals, have 5 months of pregnancy before they give birth. So if in Adar they all become pregnant, so then 5 months later, Miss Abras Ba'adar Vyoldos Ba'av. So they all give birth in Av. So right after the time when they give birth, so that's when we're going to have the Rosh Hashanah. So if they all give birth in Av, Rosh Hashanah Shalahem Elul. So the very next month, Elul. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that they all, again, become pregnant in Adar. 5 months later, they give birth in Av. And then in Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, is the we want to have a Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema at the end of the season where they all give birth. Second opinion, Reb Shimon Omrim, no, you read the pasuk differently. Amos, I love you, Akara Matzon. When did the tzon become pregnant? Skip a phrase in the pasuk. Bizman she Yisroel af Yashiru. Only when the trees and vegetation are singing. What does that mean? Rashi explains when it's a little bit later when the branches and the trees are all hardened and when they bang against each other in the wind, you hear noise. Your noise. So that's the time when the sheep got pregnant. Amos say shibalim omro shira. When do the shibalim and the stalks say shira? And Rashi explains they bang against each other and they make noise. Benisan. So it's a month later. So if they become pregnant, then Nisan misabris benisan v'yoldas be'elul. So 5 months later is Elul. That's why the Rosh Hashanah is pushed a month later. Rosh Hashanah shalahan Tishrei. So there, Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Is this a machlokas and mitzvahs? Yeah, I'm trying to think about that. Is this machlokas and mitzvahs, or is just a reflection based on the pasuk? It's good. I didn't see the ha'ara, but this is not going to last l'maisa. It's going to be rejected. But it seems like right. Is this is it? Right, you always like to say that it's not. It's some type of conceptual. Maybe there's a certain percentage, and therefore the question is that percentage enough? So you can maybe come up with a conceptual explanation. But the simple interpretation is that it's machlokas and mitzvahs. When do most become pregnant? There is a question that the Chiddushi Aran asks, and that is, as Rashi explains, and the Gemara says, this is, we're talking about a Behemah Daka. Behemah Daka is pregnant for 5 months, so it's 5 months later, that's when all this whole math calculation works out. But Meister Behemah is for all animals, not just Behemah Dakas. Even big fat cows, Behemah Gasas. Behemah Gasas 9 months, says the Aran. So what are you picking Behemah Daka? All Meister Behemah goes by this time period, even though Behemah Gasas take 9 months? So the Aran says, Ron here asking the Chiddushi Aran v'tamahani lama kivan. I'm sorry, wrong one. Where is the Chiddushi Aran here? Here v'chi tema tena v'hema daka v'hema gasa ma'ikel meimar v'yish lama to krok shinu, because in the pasuk they're connected. Kol meiser bakar v'tzon, they're put together in the pasuk. I see. Why do you pick the tzon and not the bakar? The answer is maybe there's rove. Says the Chiddushi Aran, maybe there's rove, and that's why you pick the rove behema daka is in the role more than behema gasas. The Turei Eben, the Shagas Aryeh here, says no, maybe there's something deeper. By behema gasas, there is no specific time of year. They mate and they give birth every month, so there's no month to pick to be Rosh Hashanah. So that's why, forget it's a rove. There's just no month to pick. So that's why if you're going to pick one, you can pick one that has one. So you might as well pick behema daka, because behema gasa doesn't have a specific time. So that's why we pick behema daka, and that's the determining point for both. Let's continue. The Edah. So now we explained how each of the Shitos explain the Psukim and are based on a Psukim. So says the Gemara, what does each one of these Shitas left out a phrase from the Pasuk? Doesn't explain a phrase. So the Edah Nami, according to Rabbi Meir, who explained that the sheep become pregnant when the Amachum Yatfu Bar, what does he do with the third phrase of the Pasuk? Haksiv Yisroel Af Yashiru, what does he do with that Pasuk that talks about a later stage, the trees banging against each other and singing. Hahu ba'afalta dahavim benisan. No, that's all about the ones who are later, the ones who made a little bit later, a month later. So that's what's being referred to. Right, the end of Parshas Ba'era, it talks about the kiafilos hena. Right, some of the produce wasn't destroyed in the makah barad because they were late from the same word. The idach nami aksiv amakam yatubar. What does the second opinion do with the phrase that it skipped in the pasuk? Amakam yatubar. Hahu b'charafaisa dasi me'ader. Right, you're right. So that's referring to the early birds, the ones who made early, and therefore they're even in ader. Okay, before we continue, just a beautiful ha'ara I saw from the Sifsei Chachamim, quoted here in the Biurei Hadaf. He quotes that Shashi, we're talking about, what does it say here? It says, Yisroel af Yashiru, that when the Shibalim, even the language of the Gemara, is when did the Shibalim omros Shira? So he says, if you look in Perek Shira, just come out with a beautiful edition of Perek Shira. Perek Shira talks all about how the animals talk to Hashem and sing to Hashem, and all of nature sings to Hashem. So it says, in there, if you look, it says, all the Shibolas, they all sing different things. Shibolas chita omer shira malas b'mamakim. Wheat sings shira malas b'mamakim. Shibolas seora omeris tefilo anikiyatov. Ufrei Hashem yisproch sicho. Shibolas acheros, all other stalks besides wheat and barley sing. Lof shukara matzon b'alakam yatzvu bar yisora raf yashiru. That's the pasuk quoted in Perek Shira. That's what they sing. And the Sifsei Chachamim even explains why are each of these appropriate? Why does wheat sing Shir Malas Mimamakim? To show, he says, Chita, even though it's Michael Adam, it's the highest level of the grains, right? Chitim is the highest level of a carbon. Still, it's not Mizgah. Shir Malas Mimamakim considers itself lowly. What about Seora? Seora is Machalaniyim. We know that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says we go from the Omer to the Shtei Alechem, Machal Saorim to Machal throughout Svira, to Machal Adam, so Saor is Machal Aniyim. That's why he sings Tila La'ani Kiyatov. And all the other Shibalim, he explains, sings this pasuk because of our Gemara. Because of our Gemara, it says that the Shibalim are Omer Shira, that's based on our Gemara. Oh, got the quote of Perek Shira. Okay, let's go weiter. Continuing the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, it works out. Why? Because he interpreted the pasuk kipshuto in order. Every phrase goes straight. Kidachziv lavshu karmatzon. What did Rabbi Meir say? When do they become pregnant? Bisman shalmakam yatfu bar. At the time when the valleys are covered with vegetation, and then the pasuk goes on. V'ikanami yisroel av yashiru. By the way, there are some that mate and have vlados later. So the order of the pasuk makes sense. El Blazer Reb Shimon Ifchami Boyle. But according to Blazer Reb Shimon, the order should be the opposite. Phrase 3 should be phrase 2. Lofshu kar matzon bizman shizro af yashiru. V'ikanami da amakam yatvu bar. So it's out of order. Yisro af yashiru is the pasuk that's most of the, referring to most of the animals. So why is that third? That should be second. So says the Gemara, okay. Elo amarava, different pshat for the machlokas. Elul or Tishrei. To kuli amalav shukar matzom bezman shabakum yatu bar ba'adar. Everybody agrees to the pashas explanation of the pasuk. V'hacha b'hai krakam mifluki. This is really what they're arguing about. They're arguing about a drasha in the pasuk. Aser to aser b'shnei ma'isros akasim medaber. The pasuk says aser to aser. There are a couple of drashos from this aser to aser. Here we're saying it's referring and comparing two ma'isros. Echad ma'iser behema, the echad ma'iser dagan. It's comparing ma'iser of grains, of produce, and ma'iser of behema. What's the connection? So says Rabbi Meir Savar, Makash Meiser Behemoth, Meiser Dagon. You compare Meiser Behemoth to Meiser Dagon in what way? Ma Meiser Dagon, Smoch Legamro, Isuro. Just like by Meiser Dagon, we make its Zman Meiser right after it has completed becoming ripe. And the assumption is that it becomes ripe right before Tishrei in Elul. So right after Elul, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, meaning Rosh Hashanah, that's when it's Rosh Hashanah for Maisris. So Av Maiser Behema, Smoch Legamro Yisiro. So the Maiser Behema finishes in Av. So right after that, in Elul, we have its Man Maiser. So there's a parallel. We should understand Aser to Aser according to the Rebbe as a parallel. Just like this one is right after its Gemar, so this one is right after its Gemar. Rabbi Shimon Sarvi, they have a different understanding. Makash Meiser Behema Meiser Dagon. Ma Meiser Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. Af Meiser Behema Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. It's not just a parallel, it's an exact date. Just like Meiser Behema goes by Rosh Hashanah the first day of Tishrei, so too Meiser Behema goes by the first day of Tishrei. So it's based on Psukim. So the whole discussion of the Shibalim and the previous Psukim, that was only a Havamino, Lamaskana, we say it's based on this Pasuk. Period. Okay, we're up to Tishrei. The Rosh Hashanah is of Tishrei. Be'echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. On the first day of Tishrei, it's a Rosh Hashanah for years. For years. Meaning, Tav Shin Samach Zayin, all the new years start with Rosh Hashanah. What we call Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Lomai Hilchasa. Says the Gemara, so Lomai Nafkamina, why is it, in what way, for what halacha is Echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim? So, three possibilities in the Gemara. Number one, Amarav Papa l'shtaros. For shtaros, meaning the years that you write on your documents. Starts with Echad Tishrei. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, we quoted this on Daf Beis, Shtarei Chov ha-mukdamim psulim ha-mucharim ksherim. Remember that, the Rishonim discussed on Daf Beis. If you predate a shtar, so that shtar is pasul. Why? Because from the date, as we mentioned, there's something called lekuchos and shibudim. From the moment, if I have a milveh bishtar, if I lend you money in writing, so then the halacha is, from that moment on, all of my properties are meshubin, are connected to my creditor, and if I sell any of my properties after the date that I borrowed money, so then if the time comes and I don't have enough money to pay you back, you could go to those buyers and take it from them, because your lien, your credit, was first before them. So that's why it's very important to know exactly the date of the loan. So by a milveh bishtar, that's the halacha, you have to write the right date. If you write too early of a date, if you predate it, then you're causing undue loss to buyers. Really, the buyer should be able to keep this because they bought it before the loan, but you predated it, so that's why the shtar is pasul. Shtar is pasul. And we had a machlokas on Daf Beis, if you remember, between Rashi and Tosfos, how pasul is it? Is it pasul that it can't be collected at all? You throw it out? Or is it just that you can't collect from lekuchos, from buyers, but you can still collect, treat it like a milveh baal peh? So Rashi says it's okay, you can treat it like a milveh baal peh. Bali Tosfos in a few places say no. Shtar muktam is pasul, totally pasul. You got to throw it out. Similar, says Tosas, to a shtar that has ribbis on it. Shtar that has ribbis on it, not only can you not collect the principal, you cannot collect the interest, you can't even collect the principal. Shtar sheyesh bo ribbis is totally possible. Says Tosas the same thing. So that's a muktam is possible, but hamuchar ksherin, and a post-dated shtar is kosher. Because all you did is to deny the creditor a little bit of time to collect. So if he wants to be maskim to that, so then that's his choice. So that's not causing anybody a loss. So shtar muktam possible muchar ksherin. It comes up a little bit, this whole discussion comes up by a wedding. Let's say you're doing the chasen's tish, and you're filling out all the dates. One day, by the time the chuppah is going to happen, it's going to be the next night. So the question is, which date do you write? Big discussion in the postkin. Do you write the following night? Is there an issue of shtar muktam, shtar mu'uchar here? The chasen has obligated himself to shtern his chayvi, not alone, but it still might be, do you call this a shtar muktam? So we generally assume not, because as we mentioned, the ksuba is not a wedding document. The ksuba is a shtar hischayvus that the husband accepts right now when the ksuba is signed. So whenever you date it, right now, it's finished. The ksuba is finished. They're fully married even without a ksuba. There's an issur drabanan to live with one's wife without a ksuba. But ksuba, they're fully married without it. So the ksuba isn't saying what date they're getting married. So really, so many poskim say that the ksuba, right when the chasen takes the kinyan, it kicks in the chiyuvim. So we have a minute to read the ksuba under the chuppah. It's a minute of Rashi. But you don't have to, if you don't read the ksuba, they married? You don't read the ksuba under the chuppah? Baruch Hashem, they're married. So, but there are reasons we do it, but really the chuppah kick in earlier. It's part of the discussion of dating the ksuba at a chuppah. Anyway, back to here. So what is the nafkamina for Rosh Hashanah Lashanim in the Mishnah? So number one possibility for shtaris. Says the Gemara, don't we know that from the previous word? Earlier, Echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, Yamrina, and we said then, my Hilchos Avamar of Chisul Shtaris. So what do you mean? Is Shtaris Nisan or is Shtaris Tishrei? So as we answered, Lokasha, Kalamalche Israel, Kalamalche Umos Ha'olam. The difference is, Jewish kings or non-Jewish kings. When it comes to Jewish kings, you go by Tishrei. As the Ritva said on Daf Beis, it makes sense. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim defines who we are. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is what we count from, in terms of years. And Umos HaOlam go by Nisan. Malchei Yisrael go by Nisan, because that's when Yitzias Mitzrayim happened. But Umos HaOlam go by Tishrei, because Tishrei never HaOlam. Bria HaOlam affects everybody. So that's the Chilah. So says the Gemara 1 second. Elahada Amar Rav Chizal Oshan Alamachi Yisrael Alamachi Umos HaOlam Mitishrei Maninan. Rav Chizal came up with a big chiddush we had on Daf Gimel that our Mishnah is only our Mishnah that says Nisan is only Malchei Yisrael but not Malchei Umos HaOlam. Rav Chizal Mastisan Asal Hashminan. What's Rav Chizal being mechadish to us? Why didn't Rav Chizal just say, look 2 lines later in the Mishnah? 2 lines later in the Mishnah says Shtaris. So the Mishnah itself alludes to the fact that there are two stages at two different times for Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Umos HaOlam. So what's Rav Chisda coming to tell me? Lo Shanu, this line of the Mishnah is only by Malchei Yisrael, but not by Malchei Umos HaOlam. Says the Arach Laner, Lo Shanu doesn't sound like you're telling me that two different parts of the Mishnah mean two different things. Lo Shanu sounds like you're telling me a new Chiddush limitation of the Mishnah that I wouldn't have known. So what is Rav Chisda teaching me? Ask the Gemara. What's Rav Chizda teaching me? So says the Gemara, lo, Rav Chizda kroyas al Hashminan. You're right, the halacha we would know. But Rav Chizda, if you remember, was based on psukim. He quoted all those psukim from Nehemiah and teaching me exactly how do you know, proving the months of Umos HaOlam go by Tishrei. That was the chiddush of Rav Chizda. Or a second answer, maybe Rav Chizda krib zeira masnila. Maybe Rav Chizda interprets our Mishnah like Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira, who has a different shot, this is shot number 2, to what does the word Lashanim mean in the Mishnah? What does it mean, Rosh Hashanah Lashanim? It doesn't mean L'malachim or L'shtaris, that was shot number 1. Shot number 2 says Rav Zeira. The Rav Zeira Amar L'tzkufa, V'Rav Elazar he da'amar B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. Rav Zeira means that it's the first in terms of calculation of the year and the seasons. Tkufa, so that's what Tishrei. We have Tkufas Tishrei, so that's what we use it for, based on the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who says that B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in Tishrei, so that's when all the celestial cycles and orbits start then, so that's what the Mishnah is referring to. So Lebes Shem on Shabbos is daf, we'll have that whole machlokas about B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, or B'Nisa Nivra Ha'olam. That's number 2. Number 3, a third pshat to what does it mean, shanim, that echad b'tishrei is b'shanu l'shanim, Rav Nachman Yitzchak amar, l'din. For din, like what we call Rosh Hashanah for, it's Yom HaDin. For din, that's what it is. D'chsiv, me'reshus Hashanah v'arach reshanah. As you see, me'reshus, so that pasuk is referring to din, for the beginning. Hashem judges from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So that's what it's referring to. That's pshat number 3. Fine. Just to say over the Satmar Rebbe again that I've mentioned once or twice before. You look in this pasuk, Me'reshis Hashanah V'arachris Hashanah. So it's not parallel. It should be Mereshis Hashana Racheris Hashana or Mereshis Shana Racheris Shana. Why is there a hey in the first phrase, Mereshis Hashana? So we mentioned that the Tzamar Rebbe is a beautiful vart, that at the beginning of every year, Mereshis Hashana, we always think to ourselves, this is going to be it. This is going to be amazing. We're makabel all these things. This is going to be the year. This is it. This is going to be the year. Melos, we're going to steig. But sometimes it happens. We look back at the end of the year, you know, and it was just like any other year. Any other year. It was just Shana. It wasn't Hashana. It started out with the hope of Hashana, but it ended off with Shana. So that's the reality sometimes. It says the Tzamar Rebbe, when's the Gula going to come? Hein ga'alti eschem achris kereshis. When the end of the year really turns out to be Hashana, like Reishis, so that's when the Gula is going to come. Hein ga'alti eschem achris kereshis. Whenever you mention that, see that pasuk, got to say the vart. Okay, Mereshis Hashana, achris Shana. So third possibility in the Gemara was that Shana refers to Din. They asked the Gemara, Mereshis Hashana nidon mayehe besofa. I'm sorry, so that's from the beginning of the year. We judge what's going to be by the end of the year. How do you know this pasuk is referring to Tishrei? Meaning, we know this pasuk is referring to Din, that Hashem is going to judge the world from year to year. That's the drush of the pasuk. But how do you know the first day of Tishrei is the Yom HaDin? Amazing, many of the Bali Musar point out that the aspect of Din on Rosh Hashanah is nowhere mentioned in the Torah. If you read the Torah, Rosh Hashanah doesn't sound like any serious day more than any other day. Yom Kippur, you fast. Yom Kippur, you need to have. But nowhere in the Torah does it. You bow shofar. That's all it says in the Torah about Rosh Hashanah. Similar, the Bali Musar connect this also to Shavuos. There's no mention of Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos. It says, count 50 days after Pesach and have a Yantif. Don't say anything about Kabbalah Satorah. So both Kabbalah Satorah and Yom HaDin are left out of Torah Shavuot. The Bali Musar say, every day is a Kabbalah Satorah, every day is a Yom HaDin, or we can't wait till Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I have time till Rosh Hashanah. Oh, it's the day is not a Kabbalah Satorah. That's why the many Mefarshim, many of the Bali Musar and the Yom Tovim say, that's why the aspect of Din and Kabbalah Satorah both are left out of the Torah Shebichzav. But either way, that's the Gemara's Kasha here. Gemara's Kasha is, so how do you know that Tishrei is the Yom HaDin? So it says, K'tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Tikka b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. Based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, no, blow on Rosh Chodesh HaShofar, on the kesel yom chageinu, on the chag that is covered. On the chag that's covered. So, Ezeo chag shachodesh b'skasaba, we had this Gemara in Beitza. So what month is the Chodesh covered? Haviyom is there Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Chag is covered. What does that mean? Three pshatim. So Rashi says here, and Rashi says in Beitza, it means that the moon is covered. Rosh Hashanah is the only other that you can't see the moon. Right? Every other holiday is in the middle of the month. You can see the moon. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph. So you can't see the moon. Maybe the molad happened, but we can't see it with our eyes. That's what it means. Tosva says, but it doesn't say Levanim is Kasaba, it says Chodesh is Kasaba. So what do you mean Chodesh is Kasaba? So Tosva's here, with Yibraskal Shaha Chodesh, quotes another two opinions. First, second wide line. Tosfos goes va'od mefarshim ein otam. No, kas doesn't mean covered. It means occurred. Occurred. So ba'kes liyom chageinu. So which yontif occurs on Rosh Chodesh? That's what it means. There's only one holiday that occurs on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meshulam says, what does it mean miskaseh? It means doesn't mean the moon is covered. It means the Chodesh, the mention of Rosh Chodesh is covered because in the davening, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh really. The focus is really Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Chodesh is kind of swallowed up. That's what it means, Chodesh Miskasaba. And the Ritva here even has the unbelievable Lashon. It says, what does it mean, Chodesh Miskasaba? Kimlei B'Darabamine. He says, Rosh Chodesh is swallowed up in Rosh Hashanah. We usually have Kimlei B'Darabamine that if you're chai of two punishments, Misa and Mamo, if I shoot an arrow into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and at the second that it crosses into Rosh Hashanah, it rips your shirt. So I'm chai of Misa. And if somebody's chayav misa, he's not going to have to pay you money. That's the lashon. That's the halacha of kimlei b'drabaminei. You just give them the more chamer punishment. So says the Ritva here. He uses that lashon as a melitza to say Rosh Chodesh is swallowed up in Rosh Hashanah kimlei b'drabaminei. But either way, says the Gemara. Let's we're all mid phrase here. So says the Gemara. What's this pasuk referring to? Take up a chodesh shemar because I'm chageinu. When do you do that on the holiday that is covered up? Havi Omer Zeh Rosh Hashanah. That's referring to Rosh Hashanah. And the next part of the pasuk says, "V'ksiv ki choku li Yisrael mishpat leilokei Yaakov." So you see the word mishpat in terms of Rosh Hashanah. So based on a pasuk in Tehillim, that's how we know that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. And if that's true, so then we say that's what's being referred to in the Torah by Mereshis Hashanah at Achris Shana. So how do you know that that's Tishrei?
Maybe it's any other Rosh Chodesh.
But maybe it's any other Rosh Chodesh. There's only one Yontif that's on Rosh Chodesh. We know Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif that's on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the seventh month. Right, that's what it says in the Torah. But how do you know that's a Yom HaDin that you're going to say Ledin?
There's a step missing here.
Why in the Torah we have that there's a holiday on Aleph Tishrei, in the seventh month. Right. That's where in Parshas Emor.
Right.
So how do we know that?
It's a Yom HaDin. How do you know? There's a
because there's a pasuk in Tehillim.
Right.
Because in Tehillim, we know that Rosh Hashanah, Tehillim says, there's a holiday out there that occurs on a Rosh Chodesh. Right? That's Aleph Tishrei. And that holiday has Mishpah Lelka Yaakov on it. Right? So that pasuk proves to me Yom HaDin. Once it's Yom HaDin, so we say that's what we count for the general din. There's a Chach Mishlomo. Whenever you have a Chach Mishlomo quoted on Shulchan Aruch, it's worth it to look it up. Shlomo Kluger. So in Siman Taf Reish Beis, he says that there's a minhag. There's a minhag not to get married during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There's a minhag, again, maybe some people do, there's a minhag not to get married during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Where did that minhag come from? So it says Rav Shlomo Kluger, two reasons I'll give you. Number one, he says, there's a chazal that says if you get married, you have mechilas avonos. So it says Rav Shlomo Kluger, if you're going to have mechilas avonos in 3 days from now on Yom Kippur, it's like jumping the gun. It's inappropriate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you mechilas avonos. So you're trying your own ways to get mechilas avonos, to get a new slate? You're going to get a new slate in a week. You know, you might say it a different way. Why use it up? Why use it up? You know, you're going to save it for 6 months from now. Well, you're going to need mechilas avonos for 3 days? That's right, number one. Number two, he says, there's a minhag not to get married. Again, this is not everybody holds this, but the minhag not to get married when the moon's getting smaller. Special time, when the moon's getting smaller, towards the end of the month, is not, you know, the mazels, it's the appropriate time, only when the moon's getting bigger. Chassidim are very machped about this. That, you know, only when the moon's getting bigger, not when the moon's getting smaller. So he says, our Gemara says, that Rosh Hashanah, Ezval, Vanashah, Chodesh, Miskaseba. Really, he says, the first 10 days of Tishrei, even though the moon's getting bigger, really, halachically, Shachodesh, Miskaseba. The Satan is more around, the forces in Shemaim are covering up the moon. That's why also, another reason why we don't do Kiddush Levana until after Yom Kippur. Machlokes Achronim. But he says, that's why you shouldn't do Kiddush Levana until afterwards. Because really, even though the moon's getting bigger, it's not really getting bigger. Really, halachically, at this time of the month, this year, you know, it's as if it's covered in Shemayim, so that's why, that's the minhag for not getting married, because as if the moon's getting smaller, and that's our Gemara, the Shachodesh Miskaseba, the moon's covered up, and that's where it comes from. And then he says, Vahu Nachon Ma'od. He says he likes that second answer, that he comes up with the Kabbalistic answer. Okay, so that's two reasons in the Chach Mishlomo for Nisuin during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Continuing, third line, Tanu Rabbanan, Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat Lelke Yaakov. So we have this pasuk that we just quoted. It's a chok for Yisrael, Mishpat Milamed, Shein Bezen Shalmala Nechrasim Ladin, El Emkin Kitshu Bezen Shalmata Esachodesh. This pasuk teaches me that Bezen Shalmala doesn't judge until Bezen Shalmata decides that it is the day that it's supposed to be, until it is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Darshan, Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu, once Bnei Yisrael decide their chokek, which day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, then Mishma Lelukei Yaakov, then Hashem is going to start judging. Rav Yashiv notes, what do you mean? So let's say the Edom only come 5 minutes before the end of the day. So the whole Rosh Hashanah judgment is only in the last 5 days of the last five minutes of the day? The whole, only until after they make the holiday. So says Rav Yashiv, no. It must mean that in Hashemayim, they know which day is going to be. So they know which day was going to be. That's all it means. It means they know which day is going to be, so they kind of like start the ball rolling based on what they know Bezin is going to do. That's what it means. You have to add that in, because it's very difficult to say that the whole din is going to happen in the last 5 minutes of the day if Edom only come then. That's what you have to say. Tanya Ida, continuing, Ki Chokli Yisrael Hu. The Pasuk says it's a law for Bnei Yisrael. Ain li Elul Yisrael. This only teaches me, and I only know, that Bnei Yisrael are judged on Rosh Hashanah. L'umos ha'olam inayin. What about for umos ha'olam? How do you know? Tamalomar Mishpat Lelokei Yaakov. That includes even umos ha'olam. Ask the Dubna Magid. What do you, Mishpat Lelokei Yaakov includes umos ha'olam? Lelokei Yaakov is the God of the Jews. So what do you mean umos ha'olam? So he quotes, there are two different judgments. Tzadikim can be judged independently. They can be judged independently, absolute din. But if somebody's not such a tzaddik, sometimes it's better if we're judged in relative terms. If we're judging relative terms, then, oh, look at me now. My Lot. Lot says, I don't want to go to sit next to Avraham. No, I'm going to be, that's going to be even worse. So that's that. So he says here, Ki Chokli Yisrael Hu. That's referring to Jews, the tzaddikim, that we can be judged absolutely. give us a din. But then Mishpat Leloke Yaakov, what does that mean? For Yaakov, that's a lower level than Yisrael. We had last week's parasha, right? Yisrael, those are our Kisarisa, fine. But Mishpat Leloke Yaakov are those who can stand up to jidge, to din by themselves. So we have to look at all the Umos HaOlam and get judged in relative terms. So that's the judgment of Yaakov, Mishpat Leloke Yaakov, the lower level. So that assumes that there's Mishpat for the Umos HaOlam also, because it's all about in relative terms. That's how Leloke Yaakov says that the Ibn Maggid could include even Umos HaOlam. Continuing, Im Kain, Matam Olam Kichok LiYisrael, if all beings are judged on Rosh Hashanah, why does it first say Kichok LiYisrael? Malami, Shishon Nechnasin Tchilo L'din, that the Jews are judged first. Kid Rav Chizda, as Rav Chizda says, Amar Rav Chizda, Melech V'tzibur, Melech Nechnas Tchilo L'din, if you have waiting outside of the courtroom, a king and a whole group of people, the melech goes in first. Shenemar, Mishpat Avdo, Mishpat Amo, Pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, it says, the Eved goes first, and then the nation, so we have a special connection, we're the Avdei Hashem, my taima, why is it that the melech goes first? Iba yiseima la baruchar lameka malka avroi, either it's not right to have the king wait outside, iba yiseima mikami delefesh charanaf, because the judge is getting so upset by seeing all these people who he's getting upset about, so at least send in the king. So the king, lechara, will have a good judgment, and the anger of the judge will subside. Okay, so again, the mashal in the Gemara is that the Bnei Yisrael are considered the malachim. We are the mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh for the entire world. And the entire world is considered the am. Okay, period. V'lo shmit, the next line in the Mishnah had said that the first day of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. Minolan, meaning all the Isurim and all the halachas of Shemitah start Aleph Tishrei. The Avodas HaKarka, right? That's when Shemitah starts, Aleph Tishrei. So Minolan, how do you know that? The Pasuk says, Uvashana Hashviyah Shana Shabbason Yela Aretz, in the seventh year, it should be a year of rest for the land, the Gamar Shana Shana Mitishrei, and we have a Gzeir Shava, Shana Shana from Tishrei. Dechsid Mereishas Hashana, like that we've quoted that Pasuk on Amun Aleph. So Vilibar Shana Shana Minisan, why don't we have a Gzeir Shava from Nisan? Dechsid Rishon Ulochen Lachachi Hashana, why don't we have that Gzeir Shava? So our answer is no. Don in Shana she'ini machadashim, mishana she'ini machadashim, ve'don in Shana she'ini machadashim, mishana she'ishim machadashim. We want to compare the word Shana in both places from a pasuk that does not have the word Chodesh in it. That's a more parallel Gzeirah Shavah. As we mentioned, we discussed in Masechta Sukkah that a Gzeirah Shavah one is not allowed to darshin by themselves. You have to have a Masorah for Gzeirah Shavah. And everybody agrees, Kal v'chomer, you can dash them by yourself, and Gzeirah Shavah, you can't. So all the midos in the middle, there's the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Is it only Gzeirah Shavah, or is it only Kal v'chomer? Either way, Gzeirah Shavah, everybody agrees you have to have a Misora on. So the way the Meiri in Shavuos explains this type of Shakla V'tarya is that the Talmud, the Rav, knows that there's a Gzeirah Shavah from this word. But there's not a specific Misora on which word in the Torah, which other parsha you connect it to. Right, this Rav had a Mizar that the word Shana was going to have a Gzeirah Shavah on it. But which other Shana in the Torah are you going to compare it to? So that's a little up for, that's independence. Every Rav could, every Amora could decide which one is it more substantively connected to. But that's how you learn it. Even though they had a Mizar for Gzeirah Shavah, but not every specific detail of the Gzeirah Shavah. Vila Yovlos says the Gemara that Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. As you mentioned on Amud Aleph, what are the halachas of Yovel? So first of all, we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur of Yovel. What halachas kick in? Number one, the field has not worked, just like Shemitah. That's the amazing nes that the Torah talks about. You can have 2 years in a row where you don't work the field. The 49th year, which is Shemitah, and the 50th year, which is Yovel. So that's one thing. You're not allowed to work the land. All fields go back to their original owners, and all avadim go free. So that is are the items that occur during Yovel. What's the word Yovel? What does the word Yovel mean? Yovel. Jubilee. So what does Yovel mean? It says Machlokas Rashi Ramban al Torah. Rashi says the word Yovel is a reference to the shofar. Bimshocha Yovel, Hema Yalu Vahar. Yovel means a shofar. And the Ramban says, no, Yovel is from the word Yuval, sent out. So sent out, like the Shiluach Avadim, the Avadim are sent out. Even the word Yovel, so Machlokas, we're showing him exactly what it means. So ask the Gemara, Yovlos be'echad b'tishrehu? Yovlos be'yud b'tishrehu? Yovel goes by the first day of Tishrei? So Rosh Hashanah, what do you mean? Yovel, don't the halachas kick in from the 10th day of Tishrei? Tichziv b'yom ha'kippurim ta'aviru shofar. On Yom Kippur, you blow the shofar. The Ran asks, we don't have time to mention it, but the Ran here discusses, but what do you mean? The Yom Kippur, fine, that's when the Avadim might go free, and that's when the land might go back. But everybody agrees that the Isser of Avodas Karka starts right away. Everybody agrees that you have 10 days after Shemitah that you're allowed to work the land? Everybody agrees, Lekulei Alma, agrees that Avodas Karka starts right away. So he wonders, why isn't this that enough to be called a Rosh Hashanah? He said, it must be that that's enough, not enough to be called a Rosh Hashanah. We're interested in the Shiluach Avadim aspect. So he asked the Gemara, isn't that from the 10th day, from Yud Tishrei? So Gemara answered, no, Hamani, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achshon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Berokah, our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that no, everything starts Rosh Hashanah. Detanya, the Kiddush Meshasa Chavishim Shana, you shall sanctify the 50th year. Matzah Malomer, what does that mean? Lefish Nemar B'Yom HaKippurim. Since it says on Yom Kippur, Yochal Lotei Miskadesh Zel Yom Kippurim Ve'elach, since it says to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, I might think that that means that all halachas only start on Yom Kippur. Tamalomer V'Kiddush Meshasa Chavishim, Malamish Miskadeshes V'Holechas Mitzchilascha. Really, said Rabbi Shmuel, no, right away, all the halachas kick in. So meaning what? So what happens on Yom Kippur? So Mikan Amar Rishol Berdosh Rebrochon Rebroka. So Rabbi Shmuel says as follows. This is what happens. May Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim lo hayu avadim niftaran lebateyem v'lo mishtavdim ladonayem. An amazing line. There's a limbo period, says Rabbi Shmuel. Right away, the avadim go free, but they can't go back home yet. They go free. They don't work anymore. Ela ochlim v'shosin usmeichin. They eat. They drink. They're merry. Va'atrosehen birashehem. Their crowns are on their heads. Right. It sounds like Olam Haba. Right. V'nanim izav ashchina. But that's not here. It says v'atrosehen birashehem. Their crowns are on their heads. Rashi says this is a siman of cheirus. Right. You wear a crown on your head. A type of right. You put a special suitor on your head. That's a sign of a free person. That's what you do for 10 days. Kivin shigia yom kippurim. Once Yom Kippur comes. Tiku bezin b'shofar, then bezin blow shofar, and then they go home. Nifter avadim lebateyim besados chozus lebayalayim. That's when everything kicks in. There's a 10-day limbo period, and then everything else kicks in. So that's our mishnah. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that really everything starts on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Tishrei. V'rabbanan. So what do the Rabbanan do with the, so according to the Rabbanan, that it starts on Yud Tishrei, on Yom Kippur. So what happens on Aleph Tishrei? V'rabbanan shana matam makadesh v'yata makadesh chadashim. The Mishnah is not interested in that because according to the Rabbanan, we only sanctify years. We don't sanctify chadashim, which is a halacha that we don't paskin like. According to the Rabbanan, they say, no, you only sanctify the Yovel, you don't sanctify months. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. But there's two other ha'aris. There is the minag that we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur comes from this halacha. But the Sefer Aman, I quoted in the postgame, why do we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur? Not because, so one, some say it's because to symbolize the Shekhinah is going back up. But some say it's like Yovel. Avadim go free. The Baalei Mussar say that our Yetzer Hara, we just have a Gulas HaNefesh. Right, we've just gone free on Yom Kippur. So that is why we blow Shofar. And I'll mention this. Remind me to start with the Sefer Chinuch tomorrow, but just to mention something else connected to this Gulas HaNefesh, I just remembered. That is, there is a big discussion, why we're allowed to say the Psukim on Friday night after Hashkivenu. Vishamru, all those, it's a hefsek. Hefsek Megillah, it's not in the Gemara anywhere. So the tour quote, you're allowed to say Vishamru. Why? Because if Bnei Yisrael would keep two Shabbosim, there would be Geula right away. Be Geula right away. So that's enough Geula. Smichas Geula Latvila. So the Rishonim say, what about Vedaber Moshe, right, on Yontif? So the Gemara said, no, that Yom Tovim Rosa Zechel Isis Mitzrayim. So that's why it's also connected to Geula. What about Rosh Hashanah? What about Rosh Hashanah? The Prisha says, so he said, V'haya b'yomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. There's a shofar regarding the Gula Hasidah also. After Lavush, what about Yom Kippur? Why are we allowed to say, Ki v'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem? Because it says here, the Lavush, because that's the greatest Gula Sanefesh. Ein Gula Sanefesh jolam izu on Yom Kippur. We have a tremendous Gula, freedom from our physical bondages. We become like Malachim. We scream out Baruch Shem. That's why we're allowed to say that pasuk. Ki v'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem. Right? So that's what many of some of the Farshim say. That's why we blow shofar. Because just like Avadim go free, Yom Kippur of Yovel, so too, this is what happens, this is the symbolism of what happens here. We'll get to another Musar Vart, why we blow shofar on Yovel, tomorrow from the Sefer HaChinuch. Rabbi Franz quoted it at the Siyum HaShas, if you remember. Quoted the Sefer HaChinuch about the shofar of Yovel. So we'll start with that tomorrow morning. Today's Shiur was sponsored by the Stern family, Lezecha Nishmas, Esther Bas Chanoch.